भगवद्गीता 5.2 श्री भगवान उवाच संन्यासः कर्मयोगश्च निःश्रेयसकरा उभौ तयोस्तु कर्मसंन्यासात् कर्मयोगो विशिष्यते। कृष्णा इज नाउ आंसरिंग द क्वेश्चन विच अर्जुन हैज रेज्ड इन द प्रीवियस वर्स। अर्जुन आस्क्ड कृष्णा यू आर रेकमेंडेड फॉर यू आर प्रेज्ड karma sannyas and then you are praise yoga. Please tell me one thing which is the shreya. So Krishna answers here. Sannyasa karma yogascha. Sannyasa is the path of renunciation. Karma yogascha, that is the path of doing karma yoga, of action. Nishreyasa kara ubhau, both of them are nishreyasa. Both of them lead to long-term good. तयोस्तु कर्म संन्यासात् अमोंग दिस टू कर्म तयोस्तु अमोंग दिस टू कर्म संन्यासात् एज कंपेयर टू कर्म संन्यास कर्मयोगो विशिष्यते। कर्मयोग इज बेटर। सो कृष्णाज आंसर हियर इज दैट बोथ आर गुड बट कर्मयोग इज बेटर। लेट्स ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड दिस मोर नाउ व्हाट एग्जैक्टली इज कृष्णा सेइंग हियर। Looking back at terminology, let's see, Krishna uses two terms here. Sannyasah karma yogascha. So he's talking about two things. Nishreyasakara ubhau, both sannyas and karma yoga are good, Krishna is saying. But among these two, so sannyas and karma yoga are the two paths. Now if you look at what the usage that Arjuna has used, he has used संन्यासं कर्मणां कृष्ण पुनर्योगं च शंससि। सो संन्यास कर्म संन्यास एंड देन योग, दैट्स द वर्ड व्हिच अर्जुन हैज यूज्ड ओवर देयर। कृष्णा इज यूजिंग कृष्णा इज कपलिंग द वर्ड कर्म विथ नॉट संन्यास बट विथ कर्म। सो वेयर एज अर्जुन हैज फ्रेज द टू अल्टरनेटिव एज कर्म संन्यास एंड योग। Krishna is phrasing the two alternatives first as sannyas and karma yoga. And then in his third and fourth line, he phrases the two alternatives as tayostu karma sannyasat karma yogo vishishyate. And then he phrases them more explicitly as karma sannyas and karma yoga. So among these three terms that are used for the two concepts that are being discussed, Krishna makes it very clear what is being referred to in 5.2 C and D. He states that he is talking about karma sannyas and karma yoga. So karma sannyas is the activity of renouncing work. And karma yoga is the activity of using work to connect with the absolute truth, of doing karma as a form of yoga. And Krishna, so the terms that Krishna uses are unambiguous and his message is also unambiguous. Says, as compared to karma sannyas, as compared to renouncing work, karma yoga, doing work in a mood of yoga is much better. Vishishyate. Vishishyate is superior, is better. Krishna has used the word vishishyate earlier also in 3.7 when he compared the regulated householder with the show-wattle renunciate. So, yastvaindriyani manasa niyamya arbhate arjuna karmendriyai karma yogam asaktah savishishyate savishishyate. Such a person is better. Who is better? One who yastvaindriyani manasa, one who controls senses with the mind and engages in regulated work as a householder. That is better. So, savishishyate means this is superior. So, let's try to understand now, once the terms and the concepts are clear, let's try to understand the import of what Krishna is saying. He says, both are good. Sannyasah karma yogascha nishreyasakara avubhav. Both lead to nishreyasa. Both lead to long-term good. What is the significance of saying that both lead to long-term good? In general, in this world, we are all attached to material things, and because of the attachment to material things, we stay bound in material existence. So, from the point of view of our bondage in material existence, anything that enables us to come out of material existence is good. So, if it is karma yoga, that is good. And if it is karma sannyas, that is also good. It is not that either of them is necessarily bad. So, this is not a choice between good and bad that Arjuna is having. Now, we often have moral choices to make, where one option is moral and other is immoral. And then, while making moral choices, what we need basically is moral strength. But beyond that, when we have to make choices like this, where it is not one thing is right and another thing is wrong, wrong in terms of being morally wrong. But one thing is, so both are good, but one thing is better than the others. So it's like a choice between good and better or good and best. So Krishna is saying both are good. Now, when he's saying both are good, is he contradicting what he himself said earlier when he said that those who renounce and then meditate on sense objects are hypocrites? No, Krishna is talking about people who are serious spiritualists and who authentically want to renounce. So for such people, he says they are, because they have distanced themselves from material existence. They're situated in the renounced order and are trying to pursue the goals of the renounced order properly. So, they are good practitioners. But here, Krishna is talking about what is easier to practice, and that will he will reason it later. In 5.6, he will describe how sannyas is more difficult. Sannyas is tu mahabaho dukkhamaptum ayogataha. Without practice of yoga, without connection with the higher reality, the practice of sannyas will be distressing, too demanding and distressing. In contrast, you will say that yoga yukto vishuddhatma achirena adhigachyati. One who practices yoga will rise smoothly to the higher reality. So therefore, the point which Krishna is making here is that both are good. In fact, anything that helps a person to come out of material bondage, material illusion, is good. So, in the case of Arjuna, what is helping him come out most easily, most effectively, will be Karma Yoga. And that's what Krishna will analyze. So, in the future verses, here, Nishreyasa Karau Bhau. So, Arjuna had asked in his question, sannyasam karmanam krishna punar yogam cha shamshati yashreya etayorekam. Shreya is long term. Nishreya is a similar term which also has with the prefix ni, there is shreya again. So Krishna is saying both are shreya, because the material world is filled with prayer, short term gain, short term material pleasures are there in this world. But the spiritual realm is filled with long term, in the spiritual when we move from the material to the spiritual, we go towards long-term pleasures, eternal pleasure, eternal attainment. And both these paths move us towards the eternal realm. In that sense, both are good. But because Karma Yoga is easier to practice, because Karma Yoga is natural, enabling us to do activity, which is natural for us, therefore Karma Yoga is better. Thank you.